Right now, though, Indiana voters went to the polls yesterday to select major party nominees for municipal offices, and there were several contested races for mayoral and other seats in southern Indiana. WFPL's Rick Hollett has been following the results. And let's start in New Albany, where right now there's just one nominee for mayor in the general election.
That's right, Todd. It's Jeff Gahan. He won the New Albany Democratic primary for a mayor over two opponents. He picked up 43% of the vote. One of those opponents was Irv Stumler, who had 33% of the vote, and he had had the support of current Mayor Doug England and local county party leaders. England is seeking a city council seat in November, by the way. But Gahan is unopposed so far. In November, there was no Republican primary candidate. However, GOP leaders say they will appoint a nominee to run. They have until June 30th to do that. So far, not tipping their hand on who that will be. Gahan is currently the president of the New Albany City Council. He says he wants to focus on economic development and better communication between the mayor and the council.
What about the mayoral race in Jeffersonville?
We do have two major party candidates for that post. Tom Galligan, the incumbent, is seeking a fourth term. He easily won yesterday the Democratic nomination, got 46% of the vote, defeated three primary challengers. One of them was Rob Ways, who had unseated Galligan in 2003 and served one term as mayor. Galligan's been touting his plan to build a $64 million canal that we've heard so much about in Jeffersonville for flood mitigation and also as an economic development tool. He told the Courier-Journal last night he sees his primary victory as a vote of confidence in that plan and his job performance in general. Now, he will face Republican County Commissioner Mike Moore in November. Moore was unopposed yesterday.
Let's talk about some of those races on the Jeffersonville City Council. Some of those were contested, and one of the Republican nominees is a 20-year-old.
That's right. His name is Matt Owen. He's a student at Indiana University Southeast. He says he became interested in politics while covering city council meetings for the local cable access channel over there. And I remember covering council meetings as a young reporter.
That's probably not your reaction?
Okay. It turned me off forever. But good for Matt. He was the top vote getter in the Republican primary yesterday for three at-large council seats. He had previously planned to run for mayor, but says he reconsidered back in February. He's now supporting Mike Moore, as we mentioned, as the GOP nominee. I caught up with Matt Owen this morning, asked him what made him decide to jump into the fray at this particular point.
A major thing for me is just, you know, general communication between public officials and the general public. I know a lot of people that live in Jeff say, you know, they just don't feel representation anymore. We have some officials that just do what they like to do, and we're looking to change that.
Wow.
Yeah, he's seeking one of, again, three at-large seats on the council, was the top vote-getter yesterday. One of those seats was added when Jeffersonville grew from a third-class to a second-class city. Another district seat was also added, so next year the council will have a total of nine seats. A couple of other southern Indiana races that's kind of stuck out. Republican Charlestown Mayor Bob Hall won his primary over Councilman Mark Goodlett. Hall's seeking a second consecutive term, third overall. He'll face Democrat Donna Ennis in November. And a familiar face on the Clark County Council was defeated in the Democratic primary yesterday. Gene Reichert was seeking his seventh term on the council, been there 24 years almost, but was ousted by John Gilkey, who was once a member of the Clarksville Community Schools Board.
Going a little bit further north up to Indianapolis, the stage is set there for that city's mayoral general election in November.
Right. Republican incumbent Greg Ballard seeking a second term against Democrat Melina Kennedy. She defeated two primary opponents yesterday. Kennedy was a deputy to the previous mayor, Bart Peterson, whom Ballard defeated in 2007. Ballard was unopposed yesterday. Libertarians say they will field a candidate, so we'll have at least three on the ballot in November. Voter turnout in Marion County, where Indianapolis is, 12%, according to the Indianapolis Star, very low yesterday.
Yeah, they expected low, but I don't even think that low. I heard 25, maybe?
Yeah, here in southern Indiana, about 25. But
I see Marion. Okay.
But Marion County, Indianapolis area, 12%.
Just a little bit of time here, about 45 seconds, and we have, or those people in Kentucky in our audience, have their own primary coming up.
That's right. This is for statewide constitutional offices. Of course, we've been hearing so much already about the Kentucky governor's race. Incumbent Steve Beshear, the Democrat, unopposed in the May primary. And we have three Republicans on the ballot. David Williams is running mate, Richie Farmer, the apparent front-running team. Also, businessman Phil Moffitt from here in Louisville and another local familiar name, Bobby Hoskalon, the Jefferson County clerk. Also races for attorney general, state auditor, agriculture commissioner.
There's a lot going on. That's May 17th. That's
May 17th.
Right. It is open now if you want to go vote absentee. You have to have a good reason for it, right?
But exactly, yes.
You can do that at your clerk's office and get more information. We probably have that at WFPL.org. I'm
sure. Somewhere.
We'll get a search term for you to look that up if you want to do that. Rick, thank you very much.
You bet.